Hello, I'm James Dennis Stringer. In today's cynical, bitter society, romantic comedies are something of a rarity, and if they exist, they're Hallmark Channel levels of cliched, sticky sentiment. But prior to this age of disillusionment, they were a staple of Hollywood, and focused on romance and comedy in equal measure. In the early 40s, movies like My Favorite Wife, Come Live With Me, and The Philadelphia Story kept audiences laughing and loving through the Second World War, and post-war, they needed it more than ever. Which brings us to today's masterclass in both romance and comedy, The Bachelor and the Bobby Soxer. The setting is Southern California, 1947. Cary Grant plays artist Richard Nugent, a painter of American life with an unintended penchant for getting in trouble with the law. Myrna Loy plays Margaret Turner, a local judge with her head in the game, no desire to get married, and is also legal guardian to Susan, her sister, age 16, played by Shirley Temple. After Nugent has his first court appearance before Judge Turner, he goes to do a lecture at Sunset High School. In attendance is Susan, who falls one-sidedly in love with this gentleman of the arts. In a brazen move, Susan sneaks into his apartment and, in doing so, gets Nugent arrested. As he awaits sentencing the next morning, the court psychiatrist forms a plan that will save and humiliate Nugent in equal measure, and bring him closer to Judge Turner than either party thought possible. Without question, this is one of the most charming movies of post-war Hollywood. Written by Sidney Sheldon, later the producer-creator of I Dream of Jeannie, this is a film jam-packed with wordplay and physical comedy. Think A Night at the Opera meets His Girl Friday and you have a rough idea. Keep your eyes and ears wide open during a scene that features the best use of Happy Birthday to You in cinema history. No wonder this film won the Oscar for Best Original Screenplay. It's a fine screenplay, to be sure, but it means nothing without, at the least, capable actors to deliver the lines. And you have that with this cast. Grant is equal parts his usual suave, debonair self, with something of a preview of his comedic side that he would later bring full circle with Father Goose. Loy, in her first collaboration with Grant, is strong and beautiful as both judge and the woman beneath the robes, warming up slowly but surely to this man who has been put in the wrong place at the wrong time, a fact she also realizes with equal speed. Temple excels in this, one of her last projects as an actress, and brings to it all the youthful exuberance her role requires, plus the petulant nature adolescence brings, as it does to us all. Supporting actors in this film are many and varied. Veteran entertainer Rudy Valley plays District Attorney Tommy Chamberlain, a borderline-obsessed competitor for Margaret's affections. Johnny Sands, teenage heartthrob and future Hawaiian property magnate, plays Jerry, Susan's childhood friend who pines for her amid her lofty ideals and misguided affections, while character actor Ray Collins plays court psychiatrist Matthew Beamish, who plays Nugent's advocate amid his cruel and unusual punishment as well as Cupid between the artist and the judge. It's almost guaranteed that this story couldn't be filmed today, and if so, not as a romantic comedy. But trust me, take the plunge and watch this. You'd be amazed what joy and laughter the innocent past can offer you. Of course, you are welcome to refuse. But if you see it, I hope you enjoy The Bachelor and the Bobby Soxer. The Bachelor and the Bobby Soxer is available on DVD from Warner Brothers Home Entertainment.